What is today?
August 8th.
It is August 8th. Fantastic. I'm paused. It's August 8th, 2014, UFF, UWF bargaining. And Brendan Keller.
Mike Vandermore.
Anita Schoenberger.
Cindy Faria.
Enid Siskin.
Steve Belko.
Ryan Demian.
John Fink.
Dean DePaul.
Tom Waslevic.
Okay. The change made in 9 is to include the research associates in section 3 of, on page, the last page. On 6 multi-year appointments. So F3 includes the research associates.
So that's 9.4F.
Article 17.
So where was the change in?
Okay. Research associates is added to the list of.
Thank you for doing that. And everything else is unchanged from what we previously discussed.
Okay. Yeah. You know, this is how my office rolls. See, I made you a copy of the letter. Sorry.
Thank you.
But they copied it with it.
Excellent.
Awesome. This is awesome. These are people who can visualize.
We want to ask what the notes
says.
We want to ask what the notes says.
No, yeah, I asked my staff to make a copy of the signed Article 11, which they did, but they copied my sticky note asking them to make a copy of it.
Very unique.
That's good.
That's really good. Very helpful for them to be able to do that.
So Article 17 is status quo?
Yes.
Okay.
And this is Article 24 in sabbaticals, and that's status quo, too. And one thing I wanted to point out is that even though the numbers require one for each 40, the university is not holding to that. I mean, actually, I think we gave out many more than this year. But we're concerned about moving that obligation. But like for this year, I think we gave out.
My understanding was that everyone who was eligible,
yes,
it probably received one. Martha allocated that. So I think.
And that's the provost's commitment, kind of, is to.
And we can look in the future, you know, return to some of these things, specifically about the potentially raising the payment for the full year sabbatical above the half. It's something we can return to.
Yeah, good. Yeah, we'll be glad to look into that. The salaries article is the article that it's the article and the MOU that I think we provided once before. It's the 3.85% non-recurring with a memorandum of understanding that says if we receive performance money above and beyond the pre-deductive amount, that we would, those monies would go to making it recurring.
Okay. Our previous proposal had put forward $400,000 for compression contingent upon receiving back the 3.8. So that's not included.
That's not included. It's 3.8%. It's okay. The same thing we gave you earlier. Okay.
Yeah. But there's no compression bonus in here. It's just going back to the...
We think we need more time to conceive, design, and implement a same-sex partner benefit for health insurance and tuition. But we've drafted up an MOU. And what the MOU requires is that we implement one no later than the beginning of the academic year for 2015-16. Okay. So we're committing to it, but we're taking some time to be able to design it. But through this memorandum of understanding, we are committing to the benefit no later than the start of the next academic year. We don't know. We might create our own. We might look into whether there's something associated with the Affordable Care Act that we can utilize through reimbursement of someone who goes into that system. And we might negotiate with the University of Florida to see if we can have people go on their plan because they allowed the people at the University of South Florida to go on their plan.
Well, first of all, thank you very much. I think this will mean a lot, not only to the individuals who participated, but also to the university as a whole. One of the components we had included in there was the tuition reimbursement for, because that's another benefit that, and so is that a component here, or is this solely for the health benefit?
Yeah, if you look at the third whereas clause, it says that we're going to look at both the health insurance and tuition benefit.
Okay, great. Is that all?
That's all I brought. And that's what I thought was open. But it looks to me like we probably have academic freedom.
And I know some of them, like the severability one, and POSTA, we haven't signed off on that one yet, and some of the others. I also marked on there, in Article 11 in the SPEs, there's language that says the positions in Appendix L are eligible for SPEs, and that was one that we have to create, and it hasn't been created yet. So that's, I assume we could potentially ratify a contract without that, but that's one of the things we need to do.
Okay.
Before we caucus, we're prepared to sign off on most of this right now,
okay.
And then to continue, and then we'll caucus and talk about salaries.
Okay.
As well. So, but we're ready to sign off on 9, 24, 17, and the MOU for domestic partner.
Okay. So let me give you another clean copy of those.
Okay.
So here's 9. 17?
Yeah, all of them except for 25. Okay.
And domestic partner. Do you have a pen?
Here, mine.
Okay. Okay.
Speak loud enough for the tape because I'm not sure you are.
Well, this is just a question that I'm asking. I don't know that it's necessarily going to be up to bar.
You want to step outside?
Yeah, before you sign that MOU on the vested partner, I got just one point I want to go over.
Okay.
Can we caucus real quick?
Yeah.
If you guys don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
Can I turn it off?
Okay.
You want to keep the door open?
Tom's up there.
Tom's up there.
Well, the recorder is on, so.
These are all signed here, 17, 24, here's two copies. Here's the second copy of nine. We have one question about, on the MOU, about the UWFB shall conduct a study to consider to make a recommendation. And just kind of with that.
Go ahead.
Just a question about what you envisioned or what the study.
Well, we're going to have to have HR look into the options of what would be available to us.
Okay.
And the cost.
Okay.
So whether it's going to be providing insurance directly to people who would qualify, or whether it's going to be a stipend.
Okay.
If so, how is the stipend going to be costed out? What, you know, so.
Okay.
We have to look into all of that, and that's going to take a little time. And then we're going to have an enrollment period too.
Mm-hmm.
So after we get it created and designed, we're going to have to explain it to people and then see who wants to participate in it, because you know, people may have other options that they would prefer to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more options now than there were when these memoranda were being signed.
Yeah. And you know, it's moving fast.
Yeah,
Dade and Monroe counties are already.
Also Palm Beach, and there are three now in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That have been.
Yeah, like I said, I think that by this time next year, you'll have a Supreme Court decision.
Hopefully, yeah,
put the issue to rest.
I'm not quite as confident as you are which way it's going to go.
Well, like I said before, I don't think even Scalia is that toned down. But even if he is, there's only going to take one more on the conservative side to move over. That'll probably be Kennedy.
Well, Kennedy's already spoken to.
Right.
Yeah, and Kennedy, his libertarian leaning is very.
Right. So it's a 5-4 vote at minimum.
Yeah. He was angry.
So we're signing 17, 24, 9, and two MOUs. I just want to give
one
my notes correct.
One MOU right now.
One MOU?
We're going to look at the wages in a second.
Were we talking about that television show, The Carbonaro Effect?
Yes. Yes, we
were. Do you watch that, Tom?
The what?
The television show on True TV, The Comedian. I mean, not The Comedian, The Magician.
No, I can't say this. I mean, I've heard of it, but.
There's two in
our. You should dial it up.
You must
live
in a cave.
I asked them.
Yeah.
For the domestic partner.
Okay, we've finished with all the signing. Do you want a caucus? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now do you have one of each of these? Oh, you've got those.
Yeah, so we've got, all these have two, so we've got 9, 17, 24, and the Jesse Carter.
Okay, good.
Office now?
Yeah.
I have.
Good luck.
We have. You guys ready?
Oh my gosh. It's recording.
You guys on? Mm-hmm. Okay. We have our Article 25 counter.
Okay.
And so we can go in, and this is, so I assume, status quo language for
yeah.
the.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
What we're putting forward basically is an offer to settle. We have status quo language on the agreed all as well as the things that we've TA'd. We've been thinking, we've gone back and we've consulted with faculty and talked with them about their concerns, what their priorities are. And as I've mentioned before, you know, their primary concern is, which they spent an exorbitant amount of effort to document this year, is a balance between across the board and compression. I'm not going to reiterate all the reasons for that, but that's their primary concern. You talked last time, Mike, about to continue the conversation about the performance-based funding into next year. We're fine with postponing the MOU on that and to continue that as we get some more clarity on the performance-based funding. We calculated how much the bonus costs, the non-recurring funds. Our calculation for that, based on the numbers you guys provided last time, is about $630,000 approximately is how much that is costing non-recurring funds. We believe, based on the university's unrestricted reserves and other financial information that they've provided, that the university can provide that amount of funds in recurring dollars rather than non-recurring dollars. So what we're proposing is that same amount of money can be, in recurring dollars, can be distributed as 2% across the board and $300,000 for compression in recurring dollars. And all of that is in Article 25, is what we have here. So that's our counter-proposal.
Tom, I was writing slowly.
Sure.
Do you mind just
talking quickly.
Repeating that last piece that you said, I didn't write it down as fast.
Yes, our counter proposal is essentially to convert the $600,000 used for the bonus from non-recurring to recurring funds, and to distribute it in a 2% across the board increase for $300,000 for compression, and to continue discussion in further negotiations about the performance-based funding.
Do you have an extra copy of that?
Yes. Not part of this. Not part of this contract.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what I was.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Do you want to take a caucus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start. There it is.
We can go ahead and TA 5, 10, 12, 15, 30, and 34 if you want to today.
Okay.
We went into our caucus and we checked again with our position on Article 25, and we're not going to be able to provide a recurring wage increase this year.
Well,
we're going to have to reject this.
Okay. We'll sign off on these first. We're able to see the status quo.
All right, can I borrow your blue pen again? There's not a. I think there's a. Let's see. Well, what I guess we should do is you could take one. I'm taking. We'll initial the first page, and sign the second. Because it's the signature line on these.
There's. This is longer than two pages, though.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. For that one, initial every page, and then we'll sign the last page. Because it's not
initial every page.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yes, give
us
Steve's
back. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the appendix for that? Is that something that...
Well, I think that's something
we can do before the 28th.
This is for your record.
we could request some SPARA funds for the auto signers.
Yep. Yes,
please. Thank you.
I haven't signed that one, though.
It's the only one we've got.
Yeah, I
got
it.
Okay. I just wrote the number 10 instead of 14. Is everyone was saying the word 10? Do I just initialize?
That's fine.
This one? Okay.
This would change the world.
It's only on definition.
Here's a sign 10.
Where's the other sign 10?
Oh, whoops.
There's one more I'll probably need to sign in there.
I'm thinking it was an extra.
Well, it'll work.
Thank you. Have you checked the weather, Tom?
Yeah, earlier. It's I think it's supposed to be pretty nasty on the wells.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think that's all. So here's Tim's ability. So we have the 28th still set. The only outstanding component then of the contract is Article 25.
Right.
We'll continue on that on the 28th. And I guess only as if we need to write up that Appendix L for the positions for the SPD.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have signature pages and the appendices, but the appendices I would think are all status quo, right? All the other appendices.
Yeah,
I think so. Membership form is just a mishmash of stuff in the back. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Boilerplate, yeah.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. It looks, the weather looks bad.
Yeah.
There it is.
And look at that.
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, you have longer driving than I do, Michael.
Hmm?
You have longer than I drive. Are you going to Tallahassee or you going back?
No, I'm
going to
get Tallahassee.
Well, you've got that Mercedes. It'll probably get there in, what, 30 minutes or so?
I don't know how long.
It's one of those cool. Our driver, you can